there's supports out there, but when you get out, like if you get out on parole, there's, you know, there's the parole officer and you have to do drug and alcohol and all that stuff, so there's that support. When you get out straight release, like they just chuck you in, just chuck you in a motel room or something for a couple of days and you're out on your pat, you know what I mean? You're out by yourself, so you need to find all that support by yourself. So if you get out on parole, like, you know, you've got support there, like that support has to be there for you. But if you get out straight release, it's a whole different ball game. You're on your lonesome, so, yeah. And, you know, that's why, my opinion is that's why a lot of, you know, women and men come back to jail, because we get out with nothing, you know. I think that, you know, the system, like, should be set up to, if we do get out, you know, like, we should have housing. We should be priority, you know, because getting out to nothing, you know, being in here for years or whatever it is, it is setting us up to fail. Being in here for years, even a couple of months, you know, you get back out to the society and it's different, you know. A lot changes in a month, like, and imagine, like, 3 years, 4 or 5 years, you know. It's crazy out there. Like, I just done a lagging of 2.5 and... yeah, when I got out, I freaked out. Like, I had an anxiety attack on the trains and everything, you know, and nothing was set up, like, no counselling or anything for me for like that, you know. It's just parole. You have to do your parole, go see your workers. You have to do drug and alcohol because it's, you know, like a part of your parole. So it's not really like they want to help you. It's that they're doing it because it has to. They have to. It's a part of parole. Like, in here, you know, like they like to talk it up and say, you know, there's this there, you know, you've got this support, this support, that support, you know, we're trying to help you, this, that. Once you walk at them gates, it's different, you know. They don't want to know you. They don't want to bar you. It's only when you're here and you're their responsibility that they want to put things out there. But once you walk out, it's different. And my opinion, like, I think, like, even, like, the halfway houses, you know, what they used to have, like, when you get out of jail, like, go to that place and they help you with your finances, with trying to get housing, like, you know, getting back into the society and all that stuff. I think that's a good idea. And I'm pretty sure Auntie Lynn's been trying to fight for that for ages, you know. And I really think that's a good idea, because there's a lot of us that, well, most of us that come in and, you know, we don't know how to adapt to society once we're out, you know. It's different. And then we come back and this is like home to us, because we know everything here, you know. We know there's a routine. We get up every day, we do muster, we go to work, we clean ourselves, you know what I mean? We need a routine out there. We need something out there to help us, not just chuck us out and see you later, you're on your pat, you know.
So you mentioned Auntie Lynn there. You want to tell everyone the role Auntie Lynn plays here?
Auntie Lynn is our ALO here. She's grouse. Thank you for today, Auntie Lynn. She makes everything happen in here. She's very supportive to us, you know. I'm sure she's put a lot of things across to the government and stuff about stuff that she'd like for us to be able to get out and do. But it's just, again, the money situation and all that stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah, thank you, Auntie Lynn.